Well, last night at the Audubon County Fair, crowned a 2019 County Fair Queen. First runner-up, second runner-up, had a great group of seven girls participating this year, and McKenna Nielsen is the second runner-up. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Introduce us to your family.
My parents are Randy and Melanie Larson and the late Todd Nielsen.
All right, very good. Brothers, sisters?
I have one brother and one sister. My brother's name is Hayden, and my sister's name is Kerrigan.
Okay. Why did you decide to get involved in the Queen Contest?
The Fair, 4-H, and FFA have always meant so much to me, and I just was really excited to run for Fair Queen because I just think it's something great to get involved in and to represent the community.
So you've been involved in Fair for a number of years. What types of things have you brought? Have you brought projects to the Fair?
Yeah, I actually have shown every species. So I'm not in 4-H anymore. Okay. I graduated high school, but I showed one of every species, so I won't list those off. But then I was also involved in static, communications, garden plot, pretty much you name it, I probably did it.
Was that a goal of yours, to be as involved as you could?
Yeah, my goal was to show one of each of the species, and I completed that last year by showing sheep. So, yeah, it was pretty awesome just to be able to say that I tried everything, and, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
How did you do? I mean, did you have – what's the best award you've won?
I had success along the way, but I think the award that meant most to me was the Lord of the Rings contest, okay. Which is where we show each of the species, and that obviously I had shown each of them already, so it meant a lot just to have that big of an award. It was an honor.
Sure, you have to show a lot of versatility that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, each animal is very different to show.
Yes, some are easier than others, that's for sure.
No doubt about that. Well, talk a little bit about what fair means to you. Is it a family thing for you?
I would say it's kind of a family thing, and it's very personal to me as well because I've been super involved in 4-H at the local, national, and state level, so it has always meant a lot to me.
Okay, very good. Where are you now?
I go to Morningside College in Sioux City, where I study nursing and psychology, and I will be going into my sophomore year this fall.
Okay. Are you enjoying this then? Is it a great experience thus far?
It is, yeah. I love up at Morningside. Like, the campus is perfect. It's small, but it's not too small, and I've met some pretty great people.
Yeah. Is that course of study something you've been thinking about for a long time?
Yeah, I've always known I wanted to go into something medical, and my mom's a nurse, so nursing is definitely my fit.
It's kind of a natural for you.
All yeah.
Right, very good. Give the young kids some advice. You were obviously very involved when it came to things like 4-H and being involved in fair and what have you. And even though you're not involved in 4-H anymore, you're still involved in the fair through this. Why is it important for young people to get involved in things like this?
I would say it's super important to get involved in anything. I mean, whether you're at college or in high school or 4-H, FFA, whatever, find what you like. And you're not going to know if you like something unless you try it. So don't be scared and just go for it. Get involved.
What do you think you've gotten most out of being involved?
I would say just life skills, like learning how to talk in front of people, learning how to talk to people. I mean, interview skills from the Queen Contest. That's stuff you need to know for life.
Very good. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
And again, congratulations. That's McKenna Nielsen. Well, next we have the first runner-up, Aaron Earlmeyer. Aaron, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Ken and Sandy Earlmeyer, and I have four older sisters, Amber, Beth, Cassie, and Deanne.
Okay. Which one's your favorite?
I don't know about that one.
Good answer. Talk a little bit about your experiences at the Audubon County Fair. Have you shown in the past? Have you been involved?
Yes, I have been a part of the CD Starlighters 4-H Club since fourth grade, and I've shown different types of animals. I've shown pigs, I've shown goats, I've shown chickens, I've shown rabbits, dog, and lots of static. So,
do you have a favorite project?
Anything that made it to the state fair.
Did you have some that made it to the state fair then?
Yeah, my static exhibits. I've had a few go in the past. So.
Well, that's exciting. What about with the animals? Have you shown a lot of animals over the years, and how have you done?
I have shown a lot of animals, and my biggest animal success, I showed one pig one year just to try it out and didn't think I'd really get anything out of it, and I got reserve champion derby, so I mean, I was pretty proud.
Very good. Well, tell us where you are right now. Are you in college now or are you still in high school?
I am going into my senior year of high school at Exari AHK this fall, and then after high school, I plan to go to college in Fort Dodge at Iowa Central to major in dental hygiene.
Go Tritons. Is that something you've always wanted to do?
It's been about 2 or 3 years I've had my mindset on dental hygiene, but before that, no, I had no thought of dental hygiene.
Have you given much thought to where you'd be? You could do that anywhere, right?
Exactly.
Big city, small town, it doesn't really make a difference. Do you have a comfort zone that you're kind of looking toward? Do you think you might want to come around maybe back here again?
I like the small town feel, but you know, you never know where life's going to take you, so you just got to go with it. We'll see where I end up.
Okay, just let it go there. Talk a little bit about the fair experience for you. You've shown a lot of things, had some successes, been able to experience a lot of things with a lot of people. Are there a few characteristics or things you think that were formed through your involvement in showing and through things like 4-H?
I definitely think 4-H has a big part in my ability to public speak. You definitely have to talk to people, talk to new people, especially since I'm from the Elkhorn area. I didn't know many people in the Audubon, and my 4-H club is Audubon-based, so I had to make new friends with everybody in it, and then just people that you show with, you make friends with them too. So it's definitely good at getting you out of your comfort zone, getting involved.
How was the Fair Queen competition for you? It's pretty laid back. It's, you know, it can be a little bit nerve-wracking when you walk into a room privately with the judges and they're judging you now. But the questions were pretty good. You guys seemed to have a good time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I don't think I was that nervous. I just went into it to have fun. And the judges, we laughed. We had a good time. So I think it was fun.
Very good. Give the young people some advice. Why should they get involved in things like, you know, community-based things like 4-H, FFA, County Fair?
Getting involved is definitely a great idea. It's good to give back to the community. Everybody loves it. They show you support if you show them support. So it's a good way to make friends and get involved with other people.
Very good. Erin Irma, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, next up is Elizabeth Zeiger. And Elizabeth is the 2019 Audubon County Fair Queen. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Pretty exciting.
Oh, yes, it is.
Were you surprised?
I was a little bit, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. There's just so many, like, the older girls here, they've been doing this for a few years, and they know how it goes, and they're so experienced, and I just didn't know if I would make the cut, and I did, and I'm very, very humbled by that, so thank you.
Was this your first year?
Yeah, first year trying out, so beginner's luck, I guess.
All right. Well, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Jason and Ann Zeiger, and I have two older brothers, Joseph and Elijah, and a younger sister, Abigail.
Okay, very good. Talk about your experience with Fair. Have you been a regular at Fair? Have you showed a lot of things? Are you a member of 4-H, FFA?
Oh, yeah. I've been a member of 4-H for the past 8 years. I've been showing pigs and cattle, so I've been down in the dirt every year, and it's been a fun time. I enjoyed every time, just seeing the animals and how they progress over the months just to get to this point. It's been great. I've been a member of FFA since my eighth grade year, so that's been a huge part in my life. I got to go to a national convention, a few other conventions, and it's just changed my life for the better, for sure, and I'm very grateful for it.
So you're kind of maxing out the experience.
I don't know. I'd say so now, but I guess when I look back on myself, years later, I'll say, no, I wasn't, compared to now, you know what I mean?
Well, is 4-H, FFA, County Fair, are those things, are they kind of a tradition in your family?
Yes, they are. My dad showed in dairy cattle when he was in high school, and his parents did, and my brother showed, and my sister does too, so it's just kind of a family tradition, and it's so much fun.
As you outlined already, it sounds like you've had a lot of projects, a lot of animals here at the fair over the years. How have you done? Have you had some good success?
Yeah, actually my first year, I got Grand Champion Market Individual Hog and Grand Champion Junior Showman, so that was very awesome for me. I was so excited, and all my family was there, and it was just a great time, and it's been going good ever since then. We've been farrowing our own hogs. Mm-hmm. We just got out of that this year just because it's so much extra money that it's just crazy how much that takes up, but we kind of miss it just to see how they come from just being babies and you've known them their whole lives, you know what I mean? But now we just have feeder hogs, and me and my sister are pretty proud of how they've turned out so far.
Sounds to me like you're the kind of person who likes to be hands-on when it comes to your county fair projects. You just don't show up a couple of weeks ahead of time, introduce yourself to an animal, and then walk it into the ring.
No way. No, it's always been a personal connection with all my animals, and it's hard. All on the sale day, it's just hard to keep those tears back because they're like a friend to you and you've always known them. So it's a good time to get that experience with animals.
What do you think you've gotten out of being involved in fair over the years? Are there certain character traits that you've developed or certain personality traits you've developed because of the way you've been involved in a community event like this?
Yeah, I'd say from showing pigs, I've just learned a lot of patience, and showing animals, it's just a lot of kindness too, because you can't treat them mean. They won't like you for that. So you learn to be kind and be patient and gentle with them. And so I guess that's a trait that I've actually learned to put in my normal life. And it's been great, because I'd say animals have had a big part in that for me.
So they're just like the people in your life.
Oh, yeah. I treat them like people, and they're just great to be around.
Now, you're one of the younger contestants, right?
Yes, I was. I am. Yep.
You're still in high school.
Yes, I am. I'm going to be a junior, so got two more years left. And
okay. And you're at Audubon High School?
Yep, here at Audubon High School.
Okay. Talk about your future then. Have you thought much about where you'll be here down the road after high school?
Yeah, I've thought about it some. I want to go to York College. It's a Christian college in Nebraska, and they have a great music program, and that's my passion, so I'm hoping to study something that has to do with music, and I'm really excited for that.
You think you'll teach someday?
I don't know. That was one of the options I've been thinking of, but I'm kind of liking music therapy, so I love people and I love helping people and making them better, so I hope I can do it through music. So.
Very good. Well, yeah. You get to represent Audubon County at the State Fair. Pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it is great. So much excitement, but a lot of responsibility, and I just hope I can be put up to the task and hope I can come out with it okay. A good experience.
So yeah. Lots of prep work before you get to that point. You've got a few weeks to work on it, right?
Yes, I do, but I'll be talking to Rachel. I'll be asking her about how it went, and I just hope I can do a good job. I think I can.
We're pretty sure you will. Well, very good. Elizabeth, congratulations again, and enjoy it.
Thank you. I will. Thank you so much.
All right. That's Elizabeth Zeiger. She's the 2019 Audubon County Fair Queen. Thanks again to Elizabeth, also to Aaron, and to McKenna for spending a little time with us here after the contest last night and visiting with us about their experiences in the Audubon County Fair Queen competition.